Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talking Brick with Mayor John Ducey.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It's June 15th, 2016. And phones are open if anybody wants to call and ask any questions or share any thoughts at all. And the number to call in is 347-426-3543. And as always, I'd like to start off and read a few announcements at the beginning. Our Brick Farmers Market is now open. It's every single Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Windward Beach. And there is definitely something for everyone. So even if you're not crazy about fruits and vegetables, that's pretty much what the farmers market is about. But here in Brick, we have the fruits and vegetables, but of course we have all sorts of other things. There's bread, there's pastries, there's cookies, there's handmade soaps, there's pies, artisanal crafts, pickles, smoothies, gourmet foods, flowers, and so much more. And as we all know, it's warming up, so we're getting some of the New Jersey crops in. The strawberries and asparagus have been in. But every week they're adding more and more variety of what types of fruits and vegetables are available. So again, it's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Windward Beach. And come on out. It's a great community event. You'll see your neighbors, and it just gives it a nice, gives Brick, even though we have so many people, we have 80,000 people, it gives it a really great hometown feel. And it's a really special event. So if you haven't been there yet, please make some time and get out there. And again, every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. With the summer break coming up, I just wanted to let everyone know that the Recreation Department has discounted tickets to area amusement parks. And these include Six Flags Great Adventure, Hershey Park, Casino Pier over in Seaside Heights, Maury Piers down in Wildwood, the Crayola Experience over in Pennsylvania, Dorney Park over in Pennsylvania, the Adventure Aquarium, and more. They are all available while supplies last, and they have to be purchased at Recreation. You can call 732-262-1073, or you can also check out our Recreation brochure for more information. But I definitely encourage you to do that. Last summer, I had my 4-year-old son, Jack. Last summer, he was 3 years old, and we took advantage, and we've been to Great Adventure. We went to Hershey Park last year and Maury's Piers, as well as the Crayola Experience. And when you take a look at the prices that Recreation offers and you take a look at the website prices or some of the entertainment books, the actual cheapest tickets out there are from our Recreation Department. And we want to make sure everybody takes advantage of that. A lot of people don't know that's something we offer. So, again, you can call 732-262-1073. Again, please call in with any questions or any thoughts. I know last time we had a bunch of calls, which was great. It makes it a lot more interesting for those listening and also for me. So please call in. It's 347-426-3543. And again, you could ask any question. Maybe I don't know the answer, but I'll look into it. We'll take your information down and get back to you. Hopefully I do know the answer and we can discuss it. And also if you just want to share some thoughts about the town or have some great ideas of how to make Brick better, we always take those. I know one idea that came from a resident, we also had it internally, was with regards to our Brick Farmers Market. Everybody thought it was a little bit of unsafe getting from the parking lot over to where the vendors are. And so this year we have a nice fence up and we have a nice walkway so that people feel safe and there's no danger of getting hit by a car or having some type of injury. It's a nice walkway, and it came from an idea from many residents as well as internally. And we just try to make the farmers market a little bit better, which just makes Brick a little bit better. So any ideas you might want to call in with, again, please call in 347-426-3543. You can also, a lot of people like to post the questions on Facebook. We do try to monitor that while the show is going on as well. Sometimes, people post some questions after, and it's a little bit more difficult, obviously, if the show is over in terms of trying to answer those questions. Let's see, what's next? We have our first movie in the park. It's coming up Tuesday, July 5th, and it's at Trader's Cove, and the movie is SpongeBob SquarePants, Sponge Out of Water. We decided to have SpongeBob SquarePants at the Trader's Cove because it's such a beautiful setting right on the water. And this way you can enjoy watching SpongeBob on the screen while you're overlooking the beautiful bay. So the movie's free to attend, and it begins at dusk. And you do have to bring your own blankets or chairs or whatever you'd like to sit on. And also, I tell everybody, please bring bug spray because there are bugs out there at Trader's Cove. But it's our first movie in the park, and it's Tuesday, July 5th, and it's at Trader's Cove. And some people might not know where Trader's Cove is. It's you take Manaloking Road all the way to the end. Before you get to the Manaloking Bridge, Trader's Cove Park is on your left. It's a great facility. It's a great marina. There's an awesome playground that's there, and awesome views. And on July 5th, we will have SpongeBob SquarePants Sponge Out of Water there. Buy and Brick program still going strong. Everybody, your parent, everybody out there, you will on your third quarter taxes, which is the next one in August. You're going to see your credit from what you've done over the past year as far as buying brick. And obviously helps out your tax bill in the third quarter, which is nice because it's summertime. You'd rather spend your hard-earned money up on a boardwalk or go into one of those amusement parks I talked about earlier rather than paying extra in taxes. So hopefully everybody bought locally, shopped locally, and got a lot of credits on your buy and brick card so that your third quarter tax bill will be credited. And there's a couple of new businesses that have just joined. There's Lindy's Hot Dog, and they are on Cedar Bridge in the shopping center where the Carrabba's is located, the Town Hall Shops, and also Avalon Flooring. Avalon Flooring and Brick. So if you have some needs, if you're redoing your kitchen or your bathrooms or any other rooms in your house, contact Avalon Flooring and Brick, and you get a percentage off your tax bill in the third quarter. And Lindy's Hot Dogs, obviously, if you're going out for dinner, that's what you'd get, or dinner or lunch over at Lindy's, have some hot dogs. They're just like, I think they advertise themselves as just like up north. So for those of you who moved down from North Jersey, you know what types of hot dogs they have up there and the different styles, and Lindy's kind of follows through on that, so check them out. For buy and brick customers, you will see the rebate you earned. Like I said, it's listed as an adjustment on your property tax bill coming in the mail shortly. And if you don't have a card yet, and you want to start saving on your taxes by shopping locally and helping out our local businesses, please call 732-262-1050, and we will mail one to you. So you don't even have to come to Town Hall. We're going to mail it right to you. All right. Anybody who's interested in calling, any questions, any thoughts, any ideas, 347-426-3543. The lines are open. We recently opened two brand new parks here in town, Lake Riviera Park and Angela Hibbert Park on Drum Point Road. Lake Riviera opened first. It's great. It's in the Lake Riviera section of town. It's you park your car where you can bike or walk there, depending on what neighborhood you live in. And as you walk into the actual park, you will see this great gazebo. On your right-hand side is the playground for little kids. On the left-hand side is the playground for older kids. To the far left is the basketball courts. And as you're walking down this path, getting closer and closer to the actual lake, it is just this tremendous, beautiful view of this great new retaining wall where you can sit. You can read a book on top of the wall. Parents can sit and let their kids play in the sand. It's just a really special park. And what a great view as you're walking up towards the park. You go off to the right, you go down, and there's a brand new fishing pier. And there's also soon to be our recreation department. This isn't there yet, but we're doing a kayak launch. And our own parks department is going to be building a kayak launch to help assist people get out there and enjoy Lake Riviera. And there's a lot of fish in the water, so you can fish on the pier. You can take your kayak out or your canoe out, any non-motorized boat, and enjoy sitting out there on Lake Riviera. And then Angela Hibbert Park opened up a few days after Lake Riviera, and that's out on Drum Point Road. That features, as you pull up and you park your car, or again, you ride your bike or you walk over, and if you're coming in through the front, you have the playground off to your right and left. Again, off to the right is for the little kids. Off to the left is for the older kids. There's swings. Way off to the left is a basketball court, and between the basketball court and the playground, there's pickleball courts. And originally, we were going to do some tennis courts there, and we got so many requests to make it pickleball only. So it is 5 pickleball dedicated courts there. And I know a lot of seniors play pickleball, and they know exactly what it is, and they are all very excited that it's a dedicated pickleball only, just because of the striping differences between pickleball courts and tennis courts. And that's why we just listen to our residents, and that's what they wanted. And plus, we are redoing very shortly, because we want to get it done, hopefully in time for the fall tennis season, our tennis courts at Town Hall. So we knew we were doing this brand new complex here at Town Hall to redo what we have as far as tennis. So we figured, okay, what we're going to do, we're going to concentrate on tennis here at Town Hall. I want to concentrate on pickleball over at Angela Hibbert Park. Now back to Angela Hibbert Park. You're at the pickleball course. You walk past the older kids' playground, the younger kids' playground, the swings, and you get yourself to the first and only dog park in town history. There's a dog park for small dogs. There's a dog park for big dogs, and it has been well attended. The dog park hours, they start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We had some people that were just very, very, very happy to have the dog park, and they were out there at 6 o'clock in the morning and sometimes earlier. And we do have neighbors. There's houses right around there, and it wouldn't be fair for the neighbors to hear the dogs barking at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 days a week. So we did make some hours. So we made it 8 o'clock in the morning so that everybody can enjoy our dog parks, even those that live very close to it and may not own a dog. They're happy. At least we made the hours a little bit later. So please bring your dogs, large dogs, medium-sized dogs, small dogs. There's a dog park for everybody. So the small dog park and the large dog park. And it's the first time. Angela Hibbert, people have always been asking, can I please bring my dogs to our township parks? And now, besides Dog Fest at Windward Beach, this is the one park you can bring your dogs to. So please bring them down there and enjoy the facility. And if you haven't had a chance to play pickleball, because I know I spoke about it, and I know a lot of seniors know what it is. If you go down there in the mornings, any daylight hours, the pickleball courts are pretty popular. It's actually hard to get onto the courts. Recently, a friend of mine who has probably 11-year-old boy and a 8-year-old girl, she had to find online pickleball equipment. So they have their own rackets and balls, and they are out there. They live very close, and they're out there a couple times a week playing. So it's not only for seniors. But what it is, it's basically like a wiffle ball. It's a smaller court than a tennis court, and that's why it's the problem with the painting of the lines. They're different lines. It's smaller, but it's very similar rules as tennis. The rackets are smaller in size, but they have a larger face than tennis rackets, and definitely larger than ping pong rackets. Or paddles, I should say, and you basically play. It's a lower net, and it's not as much area to cover, and that's why it's very popular with the seniors. It's not as much area to cover as it is with tennis. So you can look it up online. You can look up pickleball rules online. You can watch videos of it. It's a fun game. It's much like outdoor ping pong, a little bit more physical than that, and it can be played by people of all ages. So please check it out. We are 2 weeks away from the return of Brick Township's summer tradition, Summerfest. This year's series starts on Thursday, June 30th, with the concert by Saved by the 90s. The rest of the concerts are on July 7th, we have the Bronx Wanderers. On July 14th, we have the Amish Outlaws. And on July 21st, we have Rubik's Cube. And all the concerts begin at about 6:30. And there will be a food court available for each show. There's a beer and wine garden for guests who are ages 21 and over. And after each concert, there will be fireworks. I would like to urge everybody, please consider using the free shuttle buses. They run from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. from Brick Township High School, Drum Point Elementary School, and Midstreams Elementary School. And they bring you between 5 and 8 o'clock, they'll bring you to Windward Beach Park, so you don't have to worry about parking, because we get so many people that Windward Beach fills up. So please use one of our free shuttle buses. Enter one anytime between 5 and 8, and then the return trips back to your car and back to the schools begin at 9 p.m. So you don't have to stick around for the fireworks if you don't wish. You can get on a bus early or obviously wait until after the fireworks and enjoy the show. Summerfest is made possible by our presenting sponsor, which this year is Pine Belt Motors, and our other sponsors, including CME Associates, Saker ShopRites, Walmart, IMAC Insurance, Suburban Consulting Engineers, and Reels at Pier 281. And also this year, we have a new media partner. It's Town Square, Jersey Shore, which is the home of 94.3 The Point, 92.7 WOBM, 105.7 The Hawk, and WOBM AM 1160. We hope you join us for all of these concerts, and we all want you to please share your photos with the hashtag BrickSummerFest. Again, anybody out there has a question or a comment, I would be happy if you called in at 347-426-3543. And again, any topic at all. It doesn't have to be anything that I'm speaking about tonight. Just any topic at all about brick or anything else. I know going way back to the first show, the first question was whether or not a hot dog was a sandwich. So we're willing to answer anything. Going back to the announcements, you may have read recently about the plans for Trader's Cove. The council recently entered into an agreement with Chefs International for the construction of an open-air seasonal restaurant on the site. Chefs International is the same company that operates the Wharfside Patio and Point, the Lobster Shanty and Point, the Water Street Grill down at Tom's River, the 9th Ave Pier in Belmar, and the Anchor Tavern in Belmar. And they have a number of other, Moore's Tavern in Freehold, Escondido's in Freehold. They're really well-respected restaurateurs. And the reason why we're doing that is we're trying to get as much revenue for the site. We ended up spending 20 so far, and we still have another building to build, but we have $22 million that we've spent on Trader's Cove, and $7 million of that was grants, which is great because that is absorbed by the entire state as far as grant money goes, but $15 million of it was paid by us, the brick taxpayers, and it's a lot of money. It's the $22 million total is more than the whole Blue Claw Stadium and surrounding parking lots and infrastructure cost to build. So you can see it's a big price tag, and $15 million of it is on the back. So what we need to do, if you just take that money and you kind of think of it and you say to yourself, well, if we paid $300,000 a year towards that $15 million, yeah, that would actually take 50 years for us to pay it off, and that's without any interest accruing. We're obviously paying more than that. So what we need to do is get our debt service down as fast as possible, and this is going to do it. This restaurant's going to help us. It's actually going to double the amount of revenue produced by the site, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome restaurant. If anybody hasn't seen the renderings of it, please let me know. We can possibly email something to you. But they're really, it's really a great outdoor. It's going to be open from April to October. I could describe it for you. Basically, on the ground level, there already is that great walking boardwalk that surrounds the area. That's remaining. There's nothing going to change about that. But on the ground level, there's going to be sand with fire pits, Adirondack chairs, lounge chairs, hammocks, and you can have your feet in the sand and sitting by a fire, depending on what the weather is like, and enjoy your seafood. You can actually go up a few steps to a level that's going to be a deck, a pier-type material. And on that level, there's going to be about 70 tables and also a 70-seat bar. And you go up a few levels from that, and there's another 20-seat beer garden as well as additional tables. And then from there, you go up about 3.5 to 4 feet. So now you're at elevation 13, and that is where the kitchen is and the bathroom are. And the reason why those are elevated is because Trader's Cove is in a flood zone, so all the equipment needs to be elevated. So it's at elevation 13. So it's going to be great. It's going to look fabulous with the different levels. And it's exactly like the Wharfside Patio is, where you go up to the kitchen area. That's where you actually order your food. Then you go sit wherever you want. They give you a number. You sit down at a table on a hammock, sitting down around the fire pits, and your food gets delivered to you. You don't even have to get up to get your food. They deliver it based upon that number they gave you when you ordered it. And then there's also, obviously, drinks for anybody who's over the age of 21 that'll be available. And it's going to be a fantastic site where it's really special. Anybody out there who's a boater, they all know there's not many places in Ocean County where you can actually have your boat drive up to an actual restaurant, get off of your boat, leave it there, right there at the transient slip, go inside, eat your seafood, have a nice lunch, get back on your boat, and hit the open bay. And it's something that I know boaters love. They're really, I've heard nothing but positive response from our residents. Most of them are boaters. A lot of them are boaters. They just want to have, like me, I'm not a boater, and that's why I say you drive your boat up. I'm sure there's a better term for that, and a boater would have corrected me. I'd end up driving my car there because I'm not a boater, and just to be able to see the view. The views at Trader's Cove are tremendous, and actually what they're planning on doing as part of the restaurant as well is on top of the restaurant and bathroom buildings are actually going to be an outdoor bar, so you're going to be up on an elevated deck even higher to see even further of what a beautiful view it's going to be. It's really going to be a jewel of a place, and it's going to be, I know it's the envy of a bunch of our surrounding towns they'd like a similar thing to come to their way, but they might not have the space for it on the water. It's very rare to have a space like this where so many people can enjoy the water, enjoy eating seafood, and enjoy just other Brick residents coming to such a great place. So. And it's actually going to, like I said, it's going to double the amount of revenue that we bring in every single year from Trader's Cove just by having this. We have something awesome and to be proud of together with doubling our revenue from the site. Not a lot of calls tonight, unfortunately, and I'm looking at Facebook, and let me see if there are any questions on Facebook before I kind of sign off here. It is a beautiful night outside. It's probably about 80 degrees and sunny still here at 6:52, and I'm sure everybody's out enjoying probably Lake Riviera or Angela Hibbert Park, if not Windward Beach or somewhere else. I don't see anything posted on Facebook, so hopefully everybody enjoyed the show. It was just me speaking. I know that probably isn't the greatest, but you learned a lot about the town, and I bet you everybody's out there enjoying our beaches, our Windward Beach, our Lake Riviera, our Herbertsville Park, our Angela Hibbert Park, and just enjoying Brick in general. And I'm going to go do the same thing. I'm going to go home to my son Jack and my wife Deirdre and enjoy my rest of the night. So thank you, Brick, and I will talk to you next time.